96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Tricky Trout Triathlon is returning to Hayward on July 25th, with registration now open for the annual paddle, run, and bike race. The event begins with a 2.5-mile paddle on the Nemecaugen River, followed by a 5-kilometer run and a 9-mile mountain bike ride through the Mosquito Brook Trail System. Participants can compete solo, as a tandem team, or as a relay team. Organizers say the race is now open to ages 12 to 18, with younger participants required to compete alongside an adult teammate. Race proceeds benefit the Hayward Curling Club, which organizes the event each year. New this year, racers will start the paddle portion in staggered intervals, the run course will include shaded trail sections, and an after-party featuring food and beverages will be held at the Hayward Curling Club. The race begins at 9 a.m. on July 25th. More information and registration details are available through the Tricky Trout Triathlon website. Sawyer County Public Health is reminding residents to take precautions as warmer weather settles into northern Wisconsin. The department is encouraging people to stay hydrated, seek shade, avoid outdoor activities during peak heat, and check on neighbors, friends, and family members during hot weather. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, high temperatures and humidity can make it harder for the body to cool itself, increasing the risk of heat-related illnesses. CDC officials say people should ease into outdoor work and recreation as temperatures rise, since the body often needs time to adjust to warmer conditions. They say older adults, young children, and people with certain health conditions may face a greater risk of heat-related illness. For more information on staying safe during hot weather, recognizing the signs of heat-related illness, and knowing when to seek medical attention, visit Sawyer County Public Health or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention websites. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input as it develops new programs to address PFAS contamination across the state. PFAS are a group of human-made chemicals used in products such as nonstick cookware and firefighting foam. They can persist in the environment and have been linked to health concerns. The agency will hold a virtual listening session on June 19th to gather feedback on how funding should be used under two laws approved last year. The programs could support private well testing, drinking water sampling at schools and daycares, contamination response efforts, wastewater testing, and assistance for local governments. DNR officials say they want input on funding priorities, application processes, and what information communities need to take part in the programs. The virtual listening session is scheduled for June 19th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Registration is required and written comments may also be submitted through the DNR website. More information is available on the Wisconsin DNR's PFAS webpage. Residents interested in protecting and learning more about Wisconsin lakes and streams are invited to attend the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference this week in Hayward. The conference will be held Friday, June 12th from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. at the Hayward High School. The event will feature presentations focused on water quality, lake conservation, shoreline management, and aquatic ecosystems. Organizers say the conference is designed for Lake Association members, property owners, conservation groups, and anyone interested in protecting local waterways. The keynote speaker will be Angie Hong of the East Metro Water Education Program, presenting Building Community for Clean Water. Attendees can choose from a variety of breakout sessions focused on lake conservation, shoreline management, lake sturgeon restoration, and Wisconsin aquatic life. The conference will also feature exhibits, a student presentation on shoreline buffers, and a continental breakfast before the event begins. For more information, you can visit the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input as it develops new programs to address PFAS contamination across the state. PFAS are a group of human-made chemicals used in products such as nonstick cookware and firefighting foam. They can persist in the environment and have been linked to health concerns. The agency will hold a virtual listening session on June 19th to gather feedback on how funding should be used under two laws approved last year. The programs could support private well testing, drinking water sampling at schools and daycares, contamination response efforts, wastewater testing, and assistance for local governments. DNR officials say they want input on funding priorities, application processes, and what information communities need to take part in the programs. The virtual listening session is scheduled for June 19th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Registration is required, and written comments may also be submitted through the DNR website. More information is available on the Wisconsin DNR's PFAS webpage. Residents interested in protecting and learning more about Wisconsin lakes and streams are invited to attend the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference this week in Hayward. The conference will be held Friday, June 12th from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. at the Hayward High School. The event will feature presentations focused on water quality, lake conservation, shoreline management, and aquatic ecosystems. Organizers say the conference is designed for Lake Association members, property owners, conservation groups, and anyone interested in protecting local waterways. The keynote speaker will be Angie Hong of the East Metro Water Education Program, presenting Building Community for Clean Water. Attendees can choose from a variety of breakout sessions focused on lake conservation, shoreline management, lake sturgeon restoration, and Wisconsin aquatic life. The conference will also feature exhibits, a student presentation on shoreline buffers, and a continental breakfast before the event begins. For more information, you can visit the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former President Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game I've ever had in Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
At 16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed. And I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms possible late with lows in the lower 60s. A good chance for showers and storms on Wednesday. Some storms could be severe.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.